Green Party backs amnesty and free housing for illegal migrants. By Kurt Zindelka on February 25, 2026. The radical left-wing Green Party would seek to grant illegal migrants amnesty, along with free housing, access to the UK's socialized healthcare system, and a universal basic income paid for by taxpayers. The infinite money tree is apparently green in Britain, with leaked internal policy documents from the surging Zach Polanski-led party obtained by the Daily Mail detailing the apparently endless resources the Greens are willing to use to subsidize illegal migrants. According to the paper, the 2023 policy document states that the Green Party believes in a world without borders and that migration should not be a criminal offence under any circumstances. The party said that all migrants should be treated as citizens in waiting and therefore should receive support to put down roots in their new home. Furthermore, the Greens said that Britain has a collective responsibility for the climate emergency and therefore has a duty to support people forced to move due to the changes in their home environment, whether internally or from abroad. Such support would include free legal aid, free accommodation, financial support in the form of universal basic income, if in force, and the same level of social services as those with legal status or citizenship, including access to the National Health Service and education. Migrants who claim to be LGTOIA plus would be given housing accommodation all to themselves for safeguarding purposes. The Green agenda is even more extreme than the recently announced mass amnesty in Spain by the socialist government of Pedro Sanchez, which critics have warned will act as a major pull factor for further illegals to flood into the country. Since taking over the party last year, Greens leader Zach Polanski has attempted to play down his party's extreme position on immigration, saying in December that an open borders agenda is not pragmatic right now. While the far-left party said that the recently disclosed proposals are not in its latest manifesto, a spokesman admitted they represent a long-standing policy and aim of the party. "We're proud of this policy, voted on and decided by our members. We know it's popular as well. Green policy regularly comes out as the most popular in polls," a spokesman said. It comes as the Greens are battling for a potentially historic victory in Thursday's by-election in Gordon and Denton, seeking to upend decades of Labour Party rule in the area. Key to the party's strategy has been to peel off far-left, affluent, young voters from the Labour Party, while also courting the Muslim vote, despite the two voting blocs having dramatically divergent opinions on social issues, such as transgenderism and homosexuality. Demonstrating the party's commitment to multiculturalism, the Greens released foreign language campaign advertisements in both Urdu and Bangla amid its final push ahead of the by-election. They also reportedly campaigned in all 14 of the constituency's Muslim mosques in the week before the vote. Reform UK, which is currently neck and neck with the Greens in the Gordon and Denton races, branded its opponents' open borders agenda as dangerous. Shadow Home Secretary Zia Yusuf said, "Under the Greens' open borders plans, not only is every hoodlum and criminal welcome to our shores but entitled to free housing, healthcare and anything else they might fancy." Follow Kurt Zindelka on X, follow @KurtZindelka or email to xzindelka@breitbart.com.